We are leading up to the Christmas season. You can see it in the shops. The decorations are out, all the gifts are starting to come into the stores that people might buy at Christmas time. The Christmas trees are being decorated and the excitement is starting to build. It made me really think, am I excited for what is to come? And I know Advent is just around the corner, but it's like getting ready for the readiness of Advent. Am I getting ready for the most important thing in the whole world that happens, or it's one of the most important things that happens at Christmas time? And I started reflecting that when the apostles were alive, and they knew in their prophecies that a Messiah would come to save the Jewish people, they really only had everything from in the Old Testament. They didn't have any of the New Testament. They didn't know Jesus was going to be born. They didn't know the stories of Jesus on the earth for 30 years. They didn't know about his death and resurrection. They didn't know about the early church in the book of Acts and how Peter and Paul would write letters and Timothy and all the different people involved in the early church. This came after. But we know these things. We've been so blessed to be born in this era, in this time, because we know the truth of all of this. We can read and understand what Jesus had said, how the apostles felt, how the early church worked, and how they had to work through relationships and the community and different rules and regulations, and because Jewish people had the rules and regulations, but how was it going to be now looking through the eyes of Jesus, risen from the dead, risen for us with eternal life there for us, you know, on a platter really given to us. We just have to accept it. And it started making me reflect upon how God has chosen us. He's chosen us. He chose to come to earth 2,000 years ago. He chose by his Father's hand and the Holy Spirit, he chose to come as a baby through the womb and the Holy Spirit of Mary. He chose to live on the earth for 30 years before he then did ministry for 3. But he chose us, and it states it in John's Gospel, chapter 15, verse 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. You did not choose me, I chose you. God knew from the beginning of time. He created man. He created out of love man to have a relationship with him. From the beginning of time, he chose the time that he would send his son. And he chose each and every one of us to be in his family. He created us to be in his family. And when you reflect upon that, it just makes you feel special. It makes you feel like, wow, I am loved by the Lord God. You know, it continues to state, Paul writes about it, Peter writes about it, how we've been chosen. In 1 Ephesians chapter 11, in Christ we have also obtained an inheritance. We've been obtained through Christ an inheritance. We're a son or a daughter of the living God. And Christ has given us, then what has he given us in this inheritance? He's given us himself. He's given us his family name. He's given us his life. In heaven, he has a mansion with rooms already prepared for each and every one of us, decorated in how we would like it, because he loves us that much. That's what he's done. And maybe I'm simplifying it so much, but can you just understand how much he has chosen us, how much he loves us? You know, in 1 Peter It states in chapter 1, verses 1 to 2, it says, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the exiles of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen and destined by God the Father. Chosen and destined by God the Father. Wherever you live, it could be Australia, New Guinea, America, Iceland, Alaska, you know, Asia, or just keep counting Africa, count the nations. You have been chosen. Wow. He's chosen me. He's picked me out of the lineup. But he picks you, and he picks you, and he picks you, and he picks you. Because every you is one individual that he loves, 100% full on, and he's chosen us. God has chosen us because he draws us to himself. Out of love for us, he draws us to himself to encompass into his life. You know, in the book of Hagar, which is the third last book in the Old Testament, and we don't often read some of these books, there's a beautiful line that God had written, and well, the prophet's written, but God's got the prophet to write it down, to share what his heart was. And it's Hagar chapter 2, verse 24. And it says, I, says the Lord, I will make you like a signet ring, for I have chosen you, says the Lord of hosts. Make you like a signet ring. Did any of you get a signet ring when you were 16, 18, 21? I know when I was that age growing up, it was very much a done thing. Especially the girls couldn't wait to get the signet ring, because often they had a little stone of their birthstone colour or a stone that they liked in the side of it. And it was a special time, because it was like you'd a special season, you'd reached a certain age or a certain disposition on your birthday, and your parents gave you this signet ring. Well, in the olden times, even now, you know, the kings and the queens, they have signet rings that they pass on to the next generation. And it was to show, I guess, the world their status, their entitlement. They often would use the signet rings for seals. They'd put it in hot wax because that would seal the envelope, the letter that was going out to say it come from the king or the queen. And it was like the signet ring signified your family or heritage. It showed you your identity, your authority, your personal connection. You know, they're historically, like I shared, the rings were engraved with the family emblems or the crest or some words on it, because it meant to the family something. And it authenticated documents. It was the initial, it was your signature. It showed you the link to one's lineage. So here Jesus is saying, you are to me like a signet ring, meaning I've chosen you, I've given you my signet ring. I've given you my lineage, my family, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then there's me. There's you. Wow. Wow. We belong to this certain social, personal relationship group. It's not just a social group, but there's this commitment, this mark that God has marked us with, and it's the mark of the cross of Jesus Christ. And he's committed the covenant, the new covenant that he declared, I will never abandon you. I will not leave you orphan. You are mine. I have chosen you. You are my family. Like it states it further in 1 Peter. It's amazing what Peter wrote. And he wrote, once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. And it's chapter 2 of 1 Peter, verse 10. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. You are mine, God says. I have chosen you. So on the days when you don't feel good, you don't feel like people love you, you feel a bit blah, you feel a bit out of it, you feel a bit ordinary, you feel like the world's rejecting you, know that you are chosen and God has never rejected you. You have to know which family you belong to. We belong to the family of Jesus Christ, of God the Father and the Holy Spirit, the three in one. We have been chosen. We were once orphans, but we have been adopted by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. How precious. So when we go into now this Advent season, just know, wow, I have been made so precious by the Lord because he's chosen me. And he's chosen right now for me to be here, for me to be ready for the next 4 weeks to prepare my heart for the Lord being remembered when he came the first time, but also in preparation for when he comes again. So know that you are special, that you are chosen and loved by the Almighty God himself.